in New York right now.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm in Tamaki Makaurau in Auckland. I work for the student radio station, BFM.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And your music gets played quite a bit. There's like quite a few fans of yours.
That's so nice to hear.
Have you ever been over New Zealand ways or Australia?
No, I haven't. I would love to. I haven't been over there at all. It's definitely a dream. I'd love to come over.
Noted. Have you toured? Because you've toured through Europe and the States pretty extensively.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, I've mostly played Europe and some. Yeah, I've toured around the States in various ways. I play often in New York, where I live. Yeah, haven't made it any further past Europe at this point.
Do you play quite a bit with 29 Speedway? Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah, well, yeah, I have played two shows with them. Yeah, they're great. It's a great series here in New York. Yeah, I love their curation.
And you play quite a bit of the tracks on their releases, like in your mixes for NTS.
When I do my mixes for NTS, I actually mostly play other people's music. For me, it's really like a diary of like the. I actually do it bi-monthly, so it's every other month. And it's kind of like a diary for me of just like the music that I've found in the past weeks or so. Generally, it's newer music, but there's obviously some older things in there at times. It's just like whatever I'm feeling. Yeah, and then I've been, also I have some guests come on there sometimes and they'll play tracks.
Have you got one coming out this month?
I just did one yesterday. Yeah.
What have you been listening to at the moment?
I put two tracks of this guy Stone, who released with 3XL.
I love Stone.
I love their new release. I love their music. and Front to Cadeau, which is another artist I put, I'm just thinking of the two artists that I put multiple tracks in the mix of. Yeah, there's a lot of like, it's pretty like down, well, I wouldn't say sound tempo, it's actually kind of like across the BPM range, the mix, but it's pretty like lush and I don't know. I was in just like a relaxed mood when I was making it. So I was just piecing together things that were kind of, I think that way when I make the NTS mixes, I'm like, I want something that people can like listen to while they're working or just like to relax. And, you know, that's how I approach radio shows. With other recorded mixes, I'll do more like, maybe this is for like a dance moment or, you know, I'm like, yeah, relaying something from the dance floor at times. But yeah. But yeah, I'm listening to all different types of music all the time. But yeah, definitely love the stuff on 3XL. My good friend runs that. And yeah, I like to support the label.
Yeah, it's really cool to hear you say that because my flatmate and I are big fans of yours and also huge fans of 3XL. So it's like really cool to kind of have this very small parallel in Auckland, like what's being played in New York.
Yeah, well, and 3XL is based in Berlin, and my friend who runs it is based in Berlin, and there is kind of crossover between America. They're from America originally and live in Berlin now, so there's Berlin artists and European artists, and then there's also New York, you know, US-based people. But yeah, it exists all over the space, I guess.
Yeah, your mix is kind of, I feel in some ways, reflect the music you make because it's like a very lush soundscape. And I wondered if you could talk to that a bit. What's kind of like the process with creating music? Are you quite into kind of collaging sounds or sound design? What's your go-to?
Yeah, I'd say most of my music I approach in a collage-based way, and I do think about it as like sampling in a sense. Like I like starting, even if I'm sampling myself, if I'm like, okay, I found like a riff on a guitar, like to me I'm like, okay, that's like a sample to start with, and then I'll like work with that and then manipulate it or, you know, put effects on it and then change it up, and then I'll add other elements. So I think of it as like building upon things and like kind of like collaging. But my last record that I put out last September was definitely, I was experimenting more with sound design. And so there's a bit of that on there. It was more like in the experimental realm. I don't know, I guess I don't know how to define my music because I kind of just let it, I let my inspiration kind of guide me. And I've tried a lot of different things and I keep just like wanting to try new things. So yeah, it's definitely changing sonically. I feel like there's changes in maybe like the inspirations behind things, but I do think that there is like a cohesiveness to maybe like the voice, my voice that I usually incorporate into it, or just like my sensibilities. Yeah, I love like kind of lush things, so I think that just kind of comes through my music. Yeah, but I definitely don't try to like say this is like the style that I need to continue making, and I always try to like try new things, try new genres, although I don't know if I really would call it genres, maybe like feelings or
yeah, it's very experiential, I think, your music and also your mixes as well. Like there's been so many times where a friend of mine has been having a rough day and I've either sent them a mix that you've done or I've sent them All Right. Listen to me. Everything.
Nice. Yeah, that is like a meditative, like it's okay, just breathe.
Was that kind of the experience you had recording that track?
Yeah, I mean, that whole record was that was actually a later song that I had actually finished the record, and that song wasn't on the record. And the record was actually a different, it was pretty different originally. It was much longer, and I ended up breaking the record into like bits and pieces. So some of that turned into the EP that I put out with 8093 in 2021, and then other pieces I haven't released yet. Some of them I'm going to be releasing. And then a good chunk of it became the record. And then that song, the intro song, All Right, that you're referencing, came about later. It's actually like it's a different version of Mercado, which is another song that's on the record. And I was like playing around with that, with actually it's just like an oscillator sound from my synthesizer that I was playing around with. And then I was like, oh, I want to kind of like create this intro that's a reference to the song that comes on later in the record. And the record is kind of like a search for myself, for it was like an emotional record for me to make. And I guess I wanted to start it out in this like contemplative, like internal headspace that was kind of like a repetitive, but also like layered, it's a pulse. I wanted to start with a pulse also. And like that's what this bell is. It's like this pulse that's starting. And I actually bring up the heartbeat throughout the record. So there's like another song where that pulse comes in again, then it actually turns into a heartbeat. So this is like I guess the intro song is more of like a synthesized heartbeat. And then there's an actual heartbeat, which is my heartbeat. I have like a stethoscope. I actually use it in that intro song. The vocals are my vocals coming through this stethoscope that I like. It's a stethoscope microphone that I made that you can kind of like sing, and it's the vibrations of your throat. So that's in that intro song. And then later in the record, the heartbeat is also using that stethoscope to like record my heartbeat. But yeah, it's about this like meditative space to start the record in.
That's so cool. And you also mentioned your 1893 release, which is so amazing. It's yeah. You worked with Eve Tamor on that, and there's also Every Rose is on that record, I believe, as well. Is that right? Yeah. I was wondering if you could talk a bit about Every Rose, because that's just one of my favorite tracks of all time.
Well, I'll say that I can't take full credit for it because it's actually a medley. It's a medley of Poison, or is it? Guns N' Roses or Poison. Now I'm forgetting. Wow. Every Rose Has Its Thorn, and then a Strawberry Switchblade song, Trees and Flowers.
Thank you.
And then I kind of like turn it into my song at the end of it. It's funny because I actually made that song a long time ago, or I made that, cover medley, whatever you want to call it, a while ago for a video. I had a solo show, like a visual art show. I also make videos. And it was for a video that I made for this show, and I just intended to put it in that video. And then I don't even know how it came back into my life, but I guess it was on a playlist or something on my computer, and I listened to it and I was like, oh, I actually want to put that on this release. It's perfect to put on this release. So I just released it. And I'm glad you love it. That's very nice.
And I feel like your video work kind of, it's that similar thing with collaging again from what I've seen. Like there's these layers of references, particularly like emergent technologies, like lots of references to augmented reality and artificial intelligence, which is, I think, really cool. Is that something that you find yourself like quite preoccupied with your art, or is it just comes up because of like the times we live in?
Yeah, I think I'm interested in it. I'm not like exploring AI with, I'm not using it in my art. I think I'm more interested in it, like its cultural effect or its interest culturally and socially. And yeah, like I'll include references to those things in my work sometimes. I think specifically, when I made the video for Ultrafacial, like that song was kind of about that. I don't know, I guess like internet and its cultural influence. And so I wanted to create a work that kind of visual work that alluded to those things. I like a lot of my videos, I actually like collect images from various sources, like all over. And I have like a Tumblr, I collect, on Instagram, wherever, and in hard form. I have tons of like magazines and zines and stuff like that. And I usually like kind of create folders of these images, and then I kind of just like write a story around the images that I create. So it's in a sense like the music, I'm collecting sounds and then I'm collaging that into songs. And then I'll write lyrics, I'll write a melody using that collage. Visually, I'll do the same thing where I collect the images. I piece them together and I say, okay, this is how the story like unfolds, and then I can write the treatment, or like write the video for it. I'm just interested in how people interact with the internet and interact with new technologies, and like I like reading about it. I like listening to like podcasts and stuff about how it's affecting us socially, culturally, economically, et cetera.
Thank you. You've got a record label as well. She wrote.
It's a little bit on a hiatus right now, but yeah, I started it in 2015. She rocks. I started because I wanted to put out my first record on the label. I ended up doing it as like a co-release with another label, but I ended up keeping it and or you know keeping it functioning, and I ended up releasing other artists who were in my network, people who hadn't released on vinyl yet or at all. And yeah, it was a really fun project. It was a really rewarding project. I would love to continue it. I needed to just take it was during COVID. I needed to kind of take some time away from it to focus on my own projects, which I'm still doing, and I would love to start it up again. Yeah, it was it, yeah, I mean, it's for women, women of all, you know, styles of music. I wouldn't say there's like a brand for it besides people who identify as women releasing on it. Yeah, I don't know. I love the releases on it. They're pretty niche, I think, but they're really beautiful, all of them. Yeah, and I get to work with each of the that was important to me. I was wanting to work with everyone individually and be a part of the process, be a part of like, you know, listening to the music with them, choosing which songs, working on the artwork together. And yeah, we did a lot of great things with it. Not many releases, but we'll see in the future. I will say there, I have a release coming out on 8093 with special guest DJ who runs 3XL and XL. So that's like a collaboration we did together. So that's coming out in I think it's June or July, but I'm excited about it. It's a good one. Yeah, we got a little collaboration.
What's the can I
It sounds lush. What do you think? It's really lush. It's very like shoegaze down tempo. Yeah, like a song I'm singing, you can hear me with lyrics. It's pretty like straightforward with the yeah, it's really nice. I'm excited to share it with everyone. I've been waiting forever. We made it last November. So yeah, it's been like a long time. So we're just like 2 Novembers ago. So yeah.
That's like an amazing collab. I love 8093 and I love 3XL and I love you. So I'm so stoked to hear that.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm really excited for it. June or July. I just asked the guy who runs 8093. He said June or July. I want it to come out sooner, but things take a long time. You can't really push it these days.
Yeah. And they release so often. There's like always something. So they must have like a big back catalog kind of just ready to go. Are you playing any gigs?
I'm playing something this Saturday in New York. Honestly, I haven't booked anything yet, but I will probably tour in the EU again in May is what I'm like looking at dates around at this point. But nothing's set in stone yet, so I'm not gonna say anything. But yeah, I'll probably tour again towards the end of spring. Yeah, I'm just working on music right now, so I'm just kind of like holed up in my apartment, finishing a little album. So yeah. Yeah, it's like a mini album. A little album, that's what I call them now, little albums. Yeah, it's a pop record. It's like a full-on like yeah, it's I'd say it's similar to the 8093 release, but I think it's like even more pop than that in a way. So yeah, I'm it's there's a lot of guitar, and yeah, it's very like lyric driven and vocals and melodies and pop music, I don't know. But yeah, a lot of like it's definitely collage in a sense. There's like different, you know, there's like beats in there, there's, you know, like break beats and down tempo and yeah, different like kind of rock, punk rock guitar, or not punk, what's it called? Pop punk guitar. And then there's shoegaze guitar, and all different types of stuff. But yeah, I'm excited about it. It's fun. It's definitely a fun one.
Sick. I'm excited. Yeah, I loved when I first heard Ultrafacial, I was just like, what is this? Like, I've never heard anything like this because it was in a mix and it just made me like stop. And I was just like, this can be like, there can be music like this because it just feels like it's in that in between space kind of, yeah, like shoegazy pop, but also like very electronic dance music. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm getting better at leaning on all those things evenly, I guess, or cohesively. So we'll see, but I'm excited about it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I hope you can come to New Zealand soon. Yeah.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. It's sad because I was supposed to go to I was supposed to tour in Japan in 2020, like right when the virus started. So that was sad because it was like a month long tour that I had booked, and I haven't had a chance to like figure that out again. I think I've honestly been working on projects, so I haven't really maybe had the time set aside for it, but I definitely want to get over to like Asia, and then would love to come to Australia, New Zealand. It'd be, yeah, amazing. Although I know that's not even, they're not even that close, but closer than New York.
We're pretty far away. We're kind of like bottom of the world, to be honest. But yeah, worth it if you can make it over here. So yeah.
Well, thank you so much for asking me to do it. Yeah, I really enjoy talking with you.
No, thank you. Yeah, this was so great. Honestly, like I'm a huge fan. You've soundtracked so much of my life. And yeah, this is like dream come true.
That means a lot. That really does. Thank you. It really means a lot.
Say goodbye, bye.